Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Recent cattle markets have had some high prices and some genuine enthusiasm going into the spring. On today's Almanac, Tyler Cousins, who's the director of the Livestock Marketing Information Center in Denver, discusses current market conditions as well as an eye on future markets.
Kind of one of the key things that we got as far as information here as of recent was the the cattle inventory report that we got at the end of January there. And so that kind of painted a lot of the picture as far as supplies and inventory as they stand as of January 1, 2025. And just a quick recap on that is all cattle and calves are actually down less than 1%. A few things to kind of note there, beef cows and beef cow replacements down less than 1% as well. But we did see that calf crop drop only marginally from a year ago. So that was kind of one of those bigger surprises, was that calf crop actually only declining a tenth of a percent from a year ago. And so kind of painted a picture of maybe a little bit stronger supplies going into 2025 than we would have expected. So that has kind of created somewhat of a muted impact on some of the prices here in the last few weeks. But still in general, as far as we look at some of the prices, kind of the plains regions and so forth, seeing some prices for those 5 to 6 weights, they're tracking pretty well to start the year with, and so I think in general, as we look at some of those lighter weight calves, but also as we look at some of the feeder prices as well, still seeing a pretty good track to start the year here, seasonally tracking pretty similar to what we would see for as far as seasonal patterns, but still well above where we were a year ago. And so definitely some strong prices to start the year here. As we looked at kind of 2024, that comparison to 2023, here dressed weights were up about 2.5%. That's actually about 23 pounds on a carcass basis there. And so definitely a higher trend there for dressed weights. And as you'd noted, we've seen definitely that tightening of just overall supplies in 2024. Actually cattle slaughter, FI inspected slaughter there in 2024 was actually down about 4%. But when we got to the end of the year, actually, beef production was about on par with what we saw in 2023. And a lot of that was just due to the higher dress weights, as you had mentioned there. So I think that's going to be one of those factors that we look for here in 2025 is if those dress weights will stay elevated like they were in 2024. I would argue one of the driving factors of the higher dress weights was driven largely by just lower feed costs, specifically corn, being in the $4 range for a good portion of 2024. We've seen these corn prices here as we start 2025. See a little bit of strength here, actually, some of those deferred contracts here getting above that $5 mark there. And so one of the things watching for is see if that'll maybe slow some of this dressed weight discussion here. And we see those dressed weights pull back a little bit. That could be one of those factors. Also, another factor is hay prices. Looking at those here as we finish 24 and going to 2025, definitely seeing lower hay prices across a good portion of the U.S., especially in the plains regions of the U.S. where a lot of the cattle are located, driven by, kind of getting out of some of that drought there in 2020, 2021, and kind of part of 2022. Definitely saw production increase over the last couple of years. And as a result, we've seen higher stocks, move up here 2024. So that has definitely weighed down on prices. So we're seeing some of the hay prices that are some of the lowest in about 3 or 4 years here. So that's definitely one of those factors that'll play into just overall beef production here in 2025 is just the ability of these feedlots to put a little bit more of that weight on there at a cheaper feed cost.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.